Let's take a deep breath together. We're not going to work real hard today. We're going to kind of marab our way through this shoud. There's something very special about this time of the year also. I did a little homework, tapping into all of you. All of you here, all of you watching. It's such a special time of the year. It wasn't just about Christmas presents and gifts, but maybe there was just a little bit more love at home. Even if the home was chaos, maybe just a little bit more love. Maybe just because everything settles down, I don't know, but if you feel into it, there's a time when, right about this time of the year, when you're very young, 4, 5, 6 years old, somewhere in there, when you're still very, very open. Let's go back and visit that. You, very young, this time of the year, and there you are, maybe dressed up for the holidays, kind of a warmth in the house, especially if it was cold outside, kind of a special kind of warmth. If you remember, everything at this time of the year is kind of a little bit more golden in its light. And not just the sunlight, but everything actually becomes a little bit more golden, especially when you're a child. There you are, all excited about Christmas. Well, yeah, there's a lot of other stuff going on with your family and things, but there you are. Here you're now really in the human body. You've been in that body for 4, 5, 6 years now. You know you're staying. There's sometimes doubt before that. Sometimes when you almost left. A lot of you got very, very ill when you were young. A lot of you had some of those very close calls with death. You weren't so sure you really wanted to stay, but you did, and here you are now. A young holiday child. That child somewhere deep within you, that child knew that was going to be a very important lifetime. The child also sensed, well, things that would come up later, challenges, fears, uncertainties. Would you get there? Would you be able to see your way through? Would you be able to kind of cut through the chaos of human life? Would you be able to release the family? Meaning let go of all the ancestral karma that you could now start feeling in your body. You know, as you really came into your body as a young child, you could also feel all of that. You could feel that it was a long path in an uncertain world. The fear, am I ever going to get there? Here you are, that young, excited, innocent young child, but also you're starting to feel the weight of the world, the weight of what was going on. So many of you were growing up in times of real fear on the planet. Wars, nuclear bombs. Some of you grew up in countries you didn't even know if you were going to have a meal on the table the next day. Growing up in dysfunctional families. You knew they were gonna take a toll on your mind and your body. So here we have this young child, so excited, but yet feeling what might come. And here you are now, on the eve of your realization. You made it. It was tough, but you made it. Now, if you would just be there with that young child of the past, that holiday child that you were, and let that child know it works out. It all works out. Really, really, let yourself be there with yourself as that young child. It needs to hear this right now. It's like a Christmas future coming to visit the Christmas past. I made it. We made it. You say to this young child, I'll tell you the stories later. They're great stories, but we made it. You say to the young child, I don't know if you can even imagine this. The year 2020. It's 50 years in the future. 30 years, 20 years maybe. But sometime in the future, I don't know if you can even imagine that right now, but that's where I'm from. I'm here to tell you, we made it. Don't give up. Don't fear. Don't ever feel alone. Whether you're 5 years old as you are now, whether you're 10 years old, grow to be 20 years old, just remember, we made it. Let that child that you were know this. Give it a big hug. That child, next day or within a couple days, go to maybe a parent or a brother and sister, or maybe a friend, and say, I saw an angel the other day. Angel came and talked to me. A child will probably be kidded and harassed a little bit by its friends or siblings. They'll joke and say, sure, angel came right down off the Christmas tree and talked to you. And that young child that you were will say, no, it just was there. Laying in bed or was playing with my toys and suddenly an angel came to me. My friends or siblings would say, well, what did the angel say? That you were stupid? You say, no, the angel, I don't really remember what the angel said. I just knew everything was going to be okay. Remember the words that the angel said. I just know that I don't have to worry anymore. Let me try telling a parent that an angel came to visit me. I kind of pat you on the head, like, sure, okay. Maybe give you a religious lecture, tell you that angels aren't real, none of that, but you knew. You knew because a self from the future came and visited. That's what's happening right now. And this isn't just a game. I mean, it's really happening right now. And when that happens, here's the important thing. It changes the energy of what you, that child, will experience. It changes the energy in knowing that even in some of the toughest moments, there was always that angel at your side. It changes the energy because the young child, sensing now that it's in the body, sensing the ancestral portion of itself, sensing mass consciousness, sensing things that could come suddenly feels it can do it. Suddenly realizes it can do it, and then the energies change and the experience itself changes. The experience changes, even if you say, no, there certain things happened in the past. Get over that. An experience, what the mind considers to something that happened in the past, is never locked in concrete. It's never set. It changes. The future is the past healed. The future is the past with an angel beside it. I don't use the term healing very often. I don't like how it's used now in society. I don't like the macho surrounding healing. I don't like anybody talks about their healing potions or their healing hands or any of that. So I rarely talk about healing. This, though, is healing. When you consciously go to yourself as a child, you say, it works out. We made it. We came into realization. It changes your history, changes what actually happened. It changes your perception of what your wounds were, what your shortcomings were, everything. It changes it. You can literally go into the past. Without trying to change the experience, you change the perception. That's healing, because then you realize there's never anything to battle. There never really were any great big wounds. So visiting yourself Christmas time when you're about 5 years old has a profound effect on energy. Profound effect even right now on your own body and mind. This is healing. Let's take a good deep breath with that. So now, you right here now, the end of December 2019, you say, now I'm sitting here, I'm still a little shaky. I still have some issues in my life. Will the future, the realized self, come and visit me right now? Absolutely. It's already here. The minute we started this Mirab, the real reason was to bring that in, your realized self, saying it all works out. 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 3 years from now, it all works out. You're not alone. It all works out. It says just take a deep breath and allow the magic. Okay, good deep breath. This, by the way, is practical magic for the modern Merlin. No, really, when you realize that there are no boundaries of time and space, when you realize that you're visiting yourself in the past and it changes everything, and you're being visited by your realized self right now, and it changes everything. This is practical magic. Not a lot of woo-woo, not a lot of waving of wands or sorcerer's songs or anything like that. It's allowing. Let's take a good deep breath. Thank you.